Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a really interesting approach to changing our eating and cooking habits.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
We've got this material outlining something called the whole brain eating exercise. It seems to be all about how we can, fundamentally shift our relationship with food.
That's right. And the core idea, it's not just about logic or willpower. This exercise focuses on engaging different parts of your brain.
Emotional centers, too.
Exactly, to really sort of embed those habits you want. And the source material we have, it lays out a very specific step-by-step process.
Yeah, what really jumped out at me was this claim. It's pretty bold. I guarantee you will record these eating and cooking skills in your brain for life when you trigger them in the kitchen and at the dining table with an external cue.
Wow. Yeah, that is a powerful promise. No room for doubt there.
Right. So for you listening in, our goal on this deep dive is basically to unpack how this whole brain eating exercise actually works.
And figure out its potential, for creating real lasting changes in how you eat.
Okay, so the whole thing seems to hinge on what they call a seven-step magical formula. Apparently, this gets us into a state of flow.
That's the idea.
So let's start with step one, setting up the equipment.
Right. This first step involves a little bit of tech setup.
Yeah.
You'll need something to play a specific audio track.
Okay.
It's a brainwave entrainment MP3. Think of it like a special background sound designed to gently guide your brain into a certain state.
Making it more receptive, maybe?
That's the theory, yeah. More receptive to learning. And at the same time, you need some software to record your own voice while you're doing the exercise.
Ah, okay. So you're listening and recording simultaneously.
Exactly. The source even gives a simple example, like using Voice Recorder on Windows while the MP3 plays in Windows Media Player.
Got it. So sound environment ready, recording set. Step two then is, well, it's very specific. Focus on just one skill.
Yeah, that seems really key. It's not about trying to, overhaul everything at once.
Right.
You pick one particular thing you want to turn into a habit. The document gives a few examples just to show what they mean.
Like what?
Well, it could be the actual process of making a recipe, or it could be more about mindful eating, like consciously eating slower or chewing each bite, say, 20 times, they give that number.
Okay, 20 juice.
Or even things like getting better at picking healthy recipes or really watching how a chef does something in a video.
So observing technique.
Yeah, or even associating healthy eating with a place, like always eating at the dining table, or maybe watching a slim person eating in a restaurant. The main thing is that tight focus.
Okay, so you've got your one specific skill locked in. Step three is reviewing a model. This sounds like where the visual part comes in.
Exactly. Learn by watching. You watch someone else successfully doing the skill you chose.
Makes sense.
The source suggests a few ways to get this model. You could use videos you recorded yourself, maybe find something good on YouTube. Or they mentioned something called a Sublimify TM calendar, which sounds like maybe it bundles videos with those brainwave sounds already mixed in.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they say, start simple. Just watch one video first to really absorb it.
Just one to begin with.
Though they do say later, once you're comfortable, you could maybe watch like 3 to 5 videos in a row.
Okay, so we watch the skill. Then step four, this is the simulcast playback where we bring the audio and the recording together.
Right. This is where you link what you just saw with your internal processing.
Yeah.
You hit play on that brainwave MP3,
Okay.
and at the exact same moment, you start recording your voice. They have to start together.
Got it. Simultaneous start. So the sound simulation begins and we're capturing our experience. Then step five takes us inward. Visualization.
Yeah. So you take that model you just watched externally and you internalize it. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Keep listening only to the brainwave sound, so no video playing now, and you actively picture that video model
Yeah.
performing the skill in your mind.
So you're sort of replaying it mentally.
Exactly. A mental rehearsal.
Okay. And then step six, this sounds crucial. Engaging with that visualization through sensory-rich verbalization.
It really does sound important. As you're visualizing, you describe it out loud, but not just describing, you use really vivid sensory words.
So.
Well, the source gives some great examples like I pour flax seeds on my rolled oats, or I chew my food, I eat in slow motion, I smell my food, I taste the food, I observe the beautiful colors, I hear the food crunch in my mouth, I feel satiated.
Wow, okay. Really engaging all the senses.
That's the idea. Get as many senses involved as possible. And they also say just let it flow as if you were talking to a friend. So make it sound natural, not forced.
Right. Making it feel real by describing all those sensory details. Now, step seven, this sounds quite active, the physical and emotional response.
Yeah, this is where you kind of anchor the mental work physically and emotionally. Right after you finish describing the skill, you pump your right fist or left if you're left-handed and you shout yes out loud for 15 seconds straight.
15 seconds? That actually sounds like a long time to shout yes.
It does. The source even notes that.
Yeah.
But the reason is to create this really strong emotional and physical connection to what you just practiced mentally. To, as they put it, glue everything together.
Glue it together. I like that. Getting emotions involved.
Physically embodying that success. And they do add a little note, you know, maybe do this part privately if other people are around.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that might get some looks. Okay. So visualized, verbalized, celebrated physically. What happens after those seven steps are done for one round?
Good question. It doesn't just end there. The next thing is you stop the recording and then you listen back to it.
Reinforcing it again.
Exactly. Engaging your hearing again, letting you hear yourself talking through that successful skill. And after that, the source really stresses repetition.
How much repetition?
They recommend going through the whole seven-step sequence 14 times in total.
14 times. Okay, that's definitely a commitment. And they have a specific way to schedule that repetition too, right? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they do. They suggest starting with a fixed schedule for the first 2 weeks. Compare it to like watching a favorite TV show same time every day.
Okay, building the routine.
Right, to establish consistency. But then for the next 2 weeks, they say switch it up. Move to a variable schedule.
Different times each day.
Exactly. Do the exercise at different times. The idea there is to help lock in the behavior more subconsciously.
Ah, so it's not just tied to one specific time slot.
Precisely. It makes those new neural pathways, theoretically, more adaptable, more ingrained, less dependent on a specific cue.
That makes a lot of sense. Moving from deliberate practice to something more automatic. And the source material kind of wraps up with some encouragement.
It does. It urges you to be the passion, to believe you can change. And it ends with their tagline, Sublimify TM, amplify your success habits automatically and subconsciously.
Right. Really driving home the intended outcome.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap. This whole brain eating exercise, it's built around this seven-step formula. It's designed to get both the logical and the emotional parts of your brain involved.
Right. It mixes visual learning, that auditory brainwave stuff, actively describing the skill using all your senses.
And that big physical and emotional yes at the end to really cement it.
Exactly. And then the repetition, moving from that fixed schedule to a variable one, is all aimed at making these changes actually stick around long term.
So the potential value here for you listening is this really structured way to consciously build those eating or cooking habits you might want.
Yeah, it's trying to go beyond just knowing what you should do and instead creating a much deeper sort of embodied connection to doing it.
Okay. So as you're thinking about all this, here's maybe a final thought to chew on. What specific eating or cooking skill feels like the most compelling one for you to maybe try first with this magical formula? And how might that combination, the visualizing, the sensory description, that big physical affirmation, how might that actually create a deeper, more lasting connection for you with that new habit?
It's definitely a unique way to think about habit change. Very intriguing.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.